I'm back, darling. That guy was such a troublemaker for me, giving me such a hard time just trying to squeeze a little information out of him. But don't worry, because I'm back. And apparently, you know how to pick the locks to your handcuffs and run off without permission. Whatever will I do with you? Hey, I need you to... What? You know my darling snuck out? Thanks. I'll be down there in a bit to correct him. If it isn't one thing, it's another. Well, well, well. Enjoying yourself, darling? Standing in the middle of the room, hands above your head, with a chain wrapped around your wrists and the other end of the chain connected to the ceiling. And my maid even taped your mouth shut. Let's take a look at the damage she did to you in our time away. Stripped you naked. Trust me, I love the view. Oh, looks like she spanked your little ass pretty hard, huh? Well, I hope that taught you a lesson about running off. And your cock looks like it had quite a bit of action. Oh, cheating on me already, darling? And with my most trustworthy maid, no less? Oh, quit thrashing. I'm only teasing. Now, I'm going to take the tape off your mouth. And a few things to know before I do. Number one, the basement is soundproof because of reasons. Number two, it will hurt my poor little ears, and you wouldn't want to hurt me even more than you already have, right? And finally, number three, and if the first two reasons didn't encourage you not to scream, which they should have, if you ask me, this last one should drive it through your thick skull. Number three, I will slap the ever-living fuck out of your cock and I will give you a real reason to scream your pretty little lungs out. Got it, cupcake? That means nod. Good boy. On three, ready? One. Oops, my hand slipped. And you didn't scream. Such a good boy you are. And it seems like your little friend down there gets a little reprieve. For now. Oh, you can explain? Really? Go on, darling. I'm listening. Oh, you were just going for a walk? Maybe I should call my maid to figure out if you're telling the truth. That was a blood-curdling scream of you saying no. Did she really traumatize you in that little time we were apart? Oh, she's cruel, twisted, and sadistic. Such bad words are coming out of your mouth. My maid is the sweetest, kindest, and most caring girl ever. You should be thanking her for correcting you. Now, since I more or less have proven that you lied straight to my face twice, would you like to go for a third time, darling? No? Well, at least you're finally learning. Slowly, but at least somewhat. And it seems like you've already been punished severely. Although, I do find it a bit odd that your cock is still so rock hard after all this supposed punishment that you supposedly don't like. Oh, it's a biological reaction? Or are you just a pervert who loves it? Tell me, how many times did my maid make you come while tied up? None? Try again. Just a few? How about I pick up that wooden spoon on the table and give your cock a few hard whacks with that? Six times, huh? Are you lying? You sure? Fine, I believe you. You're saying you were milked dry? Well, if you were absolutely milked dry, you wouldn't be sporting such an erection now, would you? That means there's still some left for me. Ugh, I don't care if your cock is sore. We're dating now, and it's your responsibility to make sure I'm satisfied. And after punishing that guy from earlier and your little escape attempt, which I'm glad you got caught so I didn't have to have anyone actually go out searching for you, I'm in a very stressed out mood. And you, my sweet little darling, are going to fix that, aren't you? Good boy. And it looks like you were left in the best position for you to pound my brains out. So be a good boy and stay still. Aw, look at your little guy twitch. Sex with me earlier, getting milked by my maid, and you still want more. You are quite insatiable, darling. I might need to share you with my maid next time. But that will be for another time. Maybe. This time, however, listen to those moans. Such a needy little slut you are. Oh, you're not a slut? Well, darling, you started dating me, fucked me, then did God knows what with my maid where she made you come 6 times in an hour. I think that makes you a very needy slut to me. Oh, you couldn't help it? Let me guess. She was so hot you couldn't help or control your urges as she made you come. Not once, not twice, not 3, 4, or even 5, but 6 times she made you blow your load. And all of that cum could have been for me. Oh, naughty, naughty boy, sharing that cum with someone else that's not me. Oh, you're getting close. How close? Right on the edge? Oops, my hand slipped again. Oh, don't cry, darling. But since we are dating, there's only one place you should be coming. Right inside me. Now, let's slide you right inside. Yes, God, I needed this. After having to clean up everyone's screw-ups. That's it, baby. Buck those hips. Oh my God, yes. From now on, after every time, I have to deal with those God morons that can't do their job. I'll just let you fuck all the stress away. Maybe start bringing you along to my businesses and let you fuck me in the back rooms too. Oh, fuck yes. Bend me over the table and fuck me right in their faces as they count out the money they owe me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so close. I'm so close. Please come. Please come in me. Please come in me. I'm going to. I'm going to. Fucking hell. Fuck. My maid milked you dry, my ass. Seems like you still had plenty left. Oh, holy. And you're still rock hard. I know what you need. Oh, maid. No, I don't need help getting cleaned up. But my sweet little darling somehow still has a little more cum that needs to be milked out of him. Mind lending a hand or other ways of milking all that come out? Thank you, my sweet maid. Oh, you're going to enjoy this, darling. Oh, this is so fucking hot. I bet you're loving her big fat tits wrapped around your cock, pumping up and down and up and down. Come on, darling. Buck your hips into her massive tits. Oh, faster. Come on. You know you got more cum in those balls. Fuck her tits and pay her back for how she punished you. And look at her. Look how she's so not interested. But trust me, she fucking enjoys it. I know she does. So fucking hot watching you fuck her tits. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, you're going to come again? Oh, fuck her tits faster. Come all over her big fat tits. Oh, cover those tits with your cum. Oh, come on. Come on, come on. Come all over her. Oh, holy fuck. You made a mess of her tits so much. Well, I'm going to take a bath, you two. And, maid, he's all yours for now, so have fun. Uh-oh, I know that look. Darling, I hope you enjoyed my maid's tits a lot, because I think she's going to be milking your cock with those big, juicy tits of hers for quite a while. I'll be sure to take a nice long soak in the bath so you two can enjoy yourselves here. Have fun, you two. Well, maybe this will teach you to behave now. Or maybe not. I bet my maid hopes you'll misbehave a lot in the future. Bye-bye. Have fun. And don't break anything important. I want that cock of his to still be in working condition later.